Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming to tonight's Comic Book Club. And now, here are your hosts, Pete LePage, Justin Tyler, and Alex Salvin!
What's up?
Hey, everybody. Yo. Welcome to Comic Book Club. I'm Alex.
I'm Justin.
I'm Pete.
And that's our man in the booth, Marvel editor Jordan D. White.
Marvel editor Jordan D. White. Wow.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Congratulations on your promotion.
Yes.
Yes. This is a much better position than working on comic books. Yeah. Talking about them is a much better job.
Commentary.
Commentary, exactly.
Yeah, that's commentary. How's everything going with Deadpool?
Deadpool is absolutely terrific. Last issue of Dead comes out tomorrow.
Yes, it does. Everybody, be sure to pick that up for our new booth man.
Yeah, pick it up for him.
Oh, yes, please.
For him, because he's dying.
I would like lots of copies, so if you could buy them and then send them to me and then get yourself one as well.
You're so greedy.
I know.
You're a monster.
I am.
God, you're the worst booth. We want booth man back.
You're worse than our only other booth man.
Guys, this past weekend, Avengers finally came out.
Yes!
That was pretty exciting.
Did everybody see it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did anybody not see it?
Whoa.
Oh, one
get
guy.
Him! Get him!
Hit that man.
Cool.
No,
this
okay.
is actually not a comic book club. It's a lynching.
Yeah.
So that's kind of
classic.
Pete.
I finally saw it, guys.
That's
cool.
Great.
Congratulations.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I saw it like 2 weeks ago.
I think I was there when they shot it, if I remember correctly. Yeah. So I don't remember.
Guys, I can finally talk about it, though. So let's talk about
what we
actually,
on.
I'd
we've
be more
on.
Interested. We saw Dark Knight Rises.
Yep.
And that was great.
And I just saw Avengers 2.
Yep.
It's pretty good. Really capitalizes on a lot of the early Avengers stuff. When did that come out?
2014.
Man, it seems like so much time has passed.
Time traveling, Justin. Guys, I'm very excited about the show and the guests that we have tonight. One of them is the writer of Marvel's upcoming Space Punisher.
Oh.
And the other one you probably know from 30 Rock. Ladies and gentlemen, Frank Thierry and Scott Adsit.
Yeah. Get up here.
All right. Guys.
Welcome, guys. Welcome.
Thanks
Thank
coming,
you so
guys.
Much for coming on the show. Very excited to have you guys here. Where's your mic? We stole your mic. I think it's on the pillow
Frank.
Behind you.
See if you can find it. Oh, you did.
Testing, testing.
It's a little test we like to do for anybody who's
failed.
Writing Space Punisher. And you failed.
Miserably, I might have.
Yeah. So, Scott, let's chat with you first. There was a little bit of news that actually came out today. They were talking about the renewal for 30 Rock.
Yes.
Coming back next season for just a couple of episodes. What's going on with that?
We're doing about a half a season. Because everyone's just become very busy, and we don't want to overstay our welcome either. So we're doing about 15 episodes, I believe, of
nice.
Season 7, or 6.5, whatever you want to call it.
It's a 0.5-ish that's popular in comics.
Yeah.
To do.
Yeah, we should do a Season 0.
Yeah. People have been dying.
Is this going to be the last season of 30
Rock?
Yes,
it is.
What?
It is. Yeah, I think it is, yeah.
No!
Well, what do you want? You want four episodes a year from now?
No, I just want more 30 Rock.
No, I want three episodes for the rest of your life. Every year.
So what's going to happen? Everybody going to die, right?
I don't know. I don't think anyone knows at this point.
Yeah.
I would expect that...
it's going to turn out to be purgatory.
Yeah.
Spoilers for everything ever.
Yeah. we will all meet up in some afterlife and realize that we all wanted to be together. Which is why we've been hating each other for 6 years.
Yeah.
What do you think? What would you want to happen with Pete Hornberger by the end of the run of the series?
Boy. I'd want him to be redeemed a little bit. I'd want him to be happy.
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
I'd like him to be cool by the end of the
Nice.
Everybody's dream. I'm trying to do that by the end of this episode. Of our show.
Good luck.
Yeah, we will see.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Frank, you're writing a series called Space Punisher. You,
yes.
Frank.
Yeah,
you,
me,
Frank.
Yeah.
Space
Punisher,
so,
yes.
To do a little bit of a transition here, we were talking about this a little bit before the show. If the Punisher was going to kill everybody on 30 Rock, how would he kill them, what order, and why?
That's a lot.
Our Marvel editor, Jordan D. White, is shaking his head going, yes.
No. Yeah.
Yes, I want to know the
answer
to this.
I love it.
I think he'd start with Lutz, right? Because everybody hates Lutz.
Wow.
Right? Lutz sucks, and then he'd work his way up. You know, that's probably Pete.
Oh, man.
Nice.
And, highly insulting. And finish off with Tina Fey, you know?
Yeah. Do you think he'd use creative kills to kill them, or just
Does Space Punisher have different methods than, say, Terrestrial Punisher?
Well, you know, it's Punisher, but in space.
No, we're going to call it Spunisher from now on.
Yeah. Spunisher. That's good.
Spunisher.
It's like Lynn
you know,
Sanity.
It's kind of like Buck Rogers, if Buck Rogers was the kind of guy that would, you know, interrogate you and cut your dick off and shoot it on an airlock. You understand?
Wow.
That's what it's kind
of. No, wasn't that the Buck Rogers movie?
Sure. I remember that scene.
It was the opening sequence of the Buck Rogers movie.
If you look at the DVDs for the Gil Gerard series, there is a scene
where Tweaky cut somebody's dick off.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. Cool.
So, really, though, what is different about Space Punisher is his family on a space picnic and then they get space killed?
Yeah.
It's basically. First of all, it's its own universe. It's its own thing.
Okay.
So I don't have to worry about Marvel continuity or anything like that.
Yes, Justin.
Yeah.
It started with my pitch for this was there was going to be it was for the regular Punisher book. So what happened was they liked it so much that they said let's make it this own thing. You know, there was. No space mafia. And I'm like, how the fuck can
there's
Marvel...
no space mafia?
I don't believe that's what they want you to believe.
But in the Marvel Universe, there's no space mafia. And I was like, how could they not have a fucking space mafia? I mean, come on, you know?
So a lot of money to be made up there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Space casinos, space racketeering.
Space wars.
Yeah, space whores. I know, tell you what.
A lot of turf war up there.
Whores go first to space. It's always been a part of the NASA program.
You guys remember the Hanna-Barbera series, Partridges in Space?
The Partridge Family.
Seriously?
Yeah.
In space, and they played, like, freaky space instruments. Yeah. And they had,
it was like a guitar with
alien.
Two necks.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I do not remember that.
Oh, yeah. And then there was also Gilligan's Planet.
Yeah. That was a full-on series. Yeah. Like an animated series for kids. Which is like,
and somehow they got the original cast to relive their roles.
Wow.
Did you, have you guys seen, there was a Honeymooners one, too. There was Honeymooners in Space, and the tagline was, bang, zoom, to the here.
Yeah, that's good stuff. All of our octogenarians in the audience are really going nuts.
I love
that one.
I remember Joe seeing the Pussycats in space, right?
Yeah.
Everything has to go to space.
Yeah, actually, everything goes to space.
Natural.
So let him finish the pitch here. This is very important
Pete's
stuff.
Pete's freaking out over here.
How is this going to work, Punisher in space?
I told Pete a week ago, I said, hey, we're going to have Frank on the show. He's going to be talking about Space Punisher. And Pete was like, oh, shit, what's that about? And then I was like, well, it's the Punisher in space, but I'm not going to tell you anything else. Right. So this
does he just... shoot himself into space like he just shoots at the Earth and he just keeps going out?
Yep, that's great.
Yeah. No, he thought everybody is already in space. There's no people going from Earth to space. They're in space.
We're just in space.
We're in space. We're in space. His family's dead. Everything in space. Family dead in space. Everything in space. All space all the time.
Yeah.
So what happens is his family is killed by this organization called the Six-Fingered Hand. Ooh. Which is our space mafia. And they're kind of got like a Kaiser Soze thing kind of going on. We don't know if they're real
or not. That's a major
real.
Spoiler.
Anyway, Kaiser Soze in space. Yeah. And anyway, so he's trying to hunt them down, you know. And along the way, we have a lot of space versions of other Marvel characters. Deadpool makes an appearance.
Space nice. Deadpool.
Space, oh. space Deadpool.
Sorry.
Space Phantom.
No, there's no space. Yeah. No, that's ridiculous. Space Phantom, what the fuck?
No, Space Phantom.
He's actually called Earth Phantom.
Yeah. He's like, what am I doing here?
Space Ghost?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Nice.
All right, that was terrible. Anyway, he'll be interacting with other space versions of Marvel characters.
Okay, so is this all new weaponry and all sorts of...
All new everything.
Oh, man. Oh, this is going to be crazy.
Don't worry. It'll still be a gun.
Will
it's
it?
Probably going to be a gun, right?
What if it's skulls that come out of his chest?
No, the Space Punisher kills people with words and just quiet conversation.
Emotion.
And love.
He kills them with love.
Yep.
With space love.
Yeah. Give some space
love.
He hugs aliens and they're like, no, come on. I don't want to. He's like,
no, come here.
Yep.
Come here.
It's very intimate.
Come here. Come here. And then they die.
Wow.
Same as Earth. Same as Too Much Emotion on Earth, Alex.
This is the deepest show we've ever done. This is really exciting. Frank, another thing I want to chat with you about. You wrote an episode of Ultimate Spider-Man that's coming up for Disney XD.
Yes. I don't know exactly when. That's I don't know exactly when it comes out. I think maybe in a couple. I think it's towards the end of the season. But it was great. It was great working with those guys. Joe Kelly from Man of Action. I worked closely with him. He did an outstanding job.
I mean, can you tell what the episode is?
I don't know if I can exactly. It's I will say that Iron Man is in it, all right?
Nice.
Space Iron Man?
Popular.
No, just regular.
Okay, Iron Man.
Regular, boring Iron Man, you know?
Is Spider-Man in it?
And Spider-Man's in it.
Sweet.
Great. Now, we asked the hard questions.
Is it a cartoon on television?
Will there be commercials? Maybe.
And last thing to chat with you about, you wrote Marvel vs. Capcom 3, which was...
All right. Good man. Yeah,
biggest selling Marvel video game of all time, I was told.
I think it might be at this point, yeah.
Yeah.
That and I did the follow-up, Ultimate, you know, because there's always got to be an Ultimate version.
Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3?
Yes.
That's fine. And that's it? Nothing else is going to happen? Is it over?
Well, I don't know. You mean is there going to be another one?
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see.
So this might have been the penultimate.
Yeah.
Right.
This might be the
penultimate. What are you going to call the next one is my question.
Super Ultimate.
Yeah, Super Duper Ultimate, whatever.
Duper is a great addition.
Yeah.
Big ol' Marvel versus Capcom.
Who wins, Marvel or Capcom?
Yeah, who won?
Depends on if the guy from Marvel or Capcom sucks or not.
That's video games.
Telling words. That's video games for you.
There you go.
Here's the thing. Who's running the controller? That's video games for you.
Profound. All right, guys. We're going to move on with our next section, which we like to call the stack.
Yep.
Okay. In the stack, we each made a pick, some comic book that we particularly liked, and we're going to go to bat for it. First pick is Pete's pick, which is Avengers versus X-Men, number 3 from Marvel Comics. Some people clapping, some people shaking their heads. Yes. Yes.
Nobody was shaking their heads.
No, I saw that. Pete, what'd you like about this book?
Well, this is round 3, so this is getting into a lot of the fighting's died down, the inner fighting a little bit. Wow. And now
in round 3, the fighting dies down in a fight?
Yep.
Yep.
Classic.
That's how it works. I don't know if you've ever seen boxing.
He was a boxer for many years.
Yeah. Yep.
Came up with Tyson.
Yeah, me and Tyson, very close.
Yeah, they called him Beardy Pete.
Yeah.
Anyways, so in this issue, people decide that the only smart guy on the team, they should kick off the team. They decide Wolverine's too smart for everybody and should just be left alone.
That's not the words they say, if I remember correctly.
Well, I mean, they literally kick him out of a plane, which isn't very nice.
Wolverine went a little rogue in the last issue, and Captain America doesn't like that.
Well, no, he didn't go rogue. He was calling things the way they should have been called.
That's called going rogue.
No.
That is what going rogue is.
Standing up for what's right.
He went batshit rogue. Is that a phrase we can use?
No.
And so Captain America's like, you're too involved in this. You can't. And then he throws him off a Quinjet, which... Yeah. I couldn't believe that's so out of character. Captain America, Ant-Man, very sensible, just punches him and then kicks him out the door.
Yeah, kicks him out the door, yeah.
You're what do you think about it? Do you hate that? You like
it? Yeah, that's very upsetting because it's like, you know.
Doesn't make sense.
I thought that was great. I don't know. I thought that was a lot of fun. It was a fun fight.
Oh, you think it's cool to kick people out of a plane? Do you think that's great?
If you know that they have an indestructible skeleton.
You ever been on a flight with him?
No.
Yeah.
Very dangerous.
They call me Beardy Pete.
That
I don't know why they did that.
It doesn't make any sense.
It was very weird.
Yeah.
But I like that fight, and I thought it was a fun fight, and it was fun to see Wolverine get kicked out of a plane. I don't have good criticism on this.
I did like the part where Wolverine's running back at him, and he's like, he knows something's wrong. And there was this fun scene where they just look at each other like, he knows, you know, and then gives him the old mind sweep.
The old mind sweep.
The old mind sweep.
Dr. Strange gets
Have you guys been checking out Avengers vs. X-Men at all?
No. But I'm enjoying watching you guys say, remember that part? That's your show.
That's called biting criticism. That's called biting criticism. Yeah.
It's loving.
No.
It's
Thank
a
you.
Love bite.
Thank you. It's a love bite. A nibble.
Do you have any, horses in the Avengers versus X-Men race? Anybody you want to see win over the other?
Well, I like the Avengers better probably, just because I've known them longer.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, wow.
Is that how you base all of your relationships?
I never...
You must love your parents. You've known them the longest.
No, the X-Men got too complex for me, and I stopped reading it because it was just so... Also, the word balloons eventually became most of the panel.
They're just peeking out like, why? I'm drowning here.
And now everyone in the universe has been an Avenger, so I think they're just fighting themselves.
Yeah,
so pretty much.
You called this whole thing.
Yeah, at the beginning of every issue, they have a roster of who's the Avengers, who's on the X-Men, and who's right in the middle. And it keeps rotating around almost constantly.
Well, and it's also funny, like, they keep the Avengers one. The first issue, it was, like, 50 Avengers and, like, 7 X-Men. And now they keep adding other mutants to the list. They're like, what's that person going to do? Like, Martha the Brain's like... I'm helping. And she's not. Yeah. She's just going to float there and
is
think.
Is actually someone called Martha the Brain?
Well, it's just Martha.
Martha Johansson.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But she's a brain.
Menacing name.
She thinks really well, guys.
She's like Nordic, so that's fucked up.
Oh, yeah. Wow, wow.
But she's a floating brain?
In a little
in a
jar.
With needles.
Does she speak with
out.
An accent?
She doesn't speak, but I think she thinks in sort of a Swedish chef style accent. Yeah. I like to think.
I'm going to kill the X-Men.
Yeah, I'm going
bork,
to help.
Bork, bork.
We all get it. We're all great impressionists.
Cool. Let's move on with Justin's pick, which was Swamp Thing, number 9 from DC
Swamp
Comics.
Thing. Yeah.
You want to talk about Swamp Thing a little bit?
Swamp Thing, last issue, grew wings and antlers and flew into a fight. Why do you grow antlers? I don't know, but that's a great idea. Be weird. Get weird when you go into a fight. Keep people off guard.
Yeah.
His girlfriend was sucked into like a pod of sorts and emerged looking like an alien or like a scarab or something like that. And that would be stressful in a relationship sense. And so this is him getting her out of the little costume, and then they save the day. Beat the little kid, annoying kid, and then they just like, see you later, and they go off into the sunset.
Is that still Abby?
It is.
Yeah.
Wow, look at you.
Nice, dropping knowledge. And I actually, more seriously, this comic's been great. Their relationship has been really well done over the first number of issues.
Let me ask you, I've been picking up the series here and there. Mm-hmm. This issue was very confusing to me. Is it weird that like this whole fight over all these evil things taking over the world is really between a little girl and a little boy?
Well,
wouldn't somebody just be like, you guys are in a timeout. Stop destroying the world.
Have you ever seen like a really terrifying child?
Yeah, yeah.
Scary.
It is.
Yeah.
Never have kids.
Thank you.
I think he means you specifically.
I did mean you specifically.
Yep. And you should
then you
be
took
sterilized.
It, then you took it to heart too much, so I pointed at the audience.
This series is great. Really enjoy the series. Jeff Lemire, who's... No, oh my God. Sorry. Scott Snyder, who's writing it. Jeff Lemire's
Don't
writing Animal
dare.
Man. I'm sorry I mixed them up. I apologize. But Scott Snyder's writing this. Great writer. Doing an amazing job with the series. It's been getting better and better and better every single
super
issue.
Creepy.
I agree with you. This is a really fun issue. Really good fight. There's a lot of good emotion in it. My one little problem with it is the
Here
end of the issue. They reveal that the big bad behind everybody is Anton Arcane.
Yeah.
Who's Abby's father. Did you read Swamp Thing back in the day?
Yeah.
So you know who Anton Arcane is.
Absolutely.
All right. So is that a big
deal? I have
deal?
No idea who that is.
Well, but it sounds scary.
Anton. Ooh, it's Anton.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Are you disappointed in me?
I'm shocked that you didn't read Alan Moore's run.
I didn't.
Very
it changed,
seminal
it changed
run.
The industry.
I just don't like his statements about Watchmen.
You predicted his response to Before Watchmen?
Yep.
You were like, not interested.
Yeah, no thanks.
Wow. You're very precious.
It's one of those
things.
You
need to educate yourself if you're going to sit in the middle chair.
Right. Oh, yeah! Get him! Get him!
Whoa, bitch slap!
Yeah!
Hold on. Have you read it?
Yes! I'm Swamp Thing Man! So I love the Swamp Thing!
Dick! Asshole!
Yeah! Wow. Don't get demoted to Pete's chair. That's the worst.
I didn't know this was a...
Oh, ranking? Oh, hell yeah.
That's because you're on the end.
Yeah. That's, we keep secrets. How do you work this damn thing? What's going on?
Wow, you lasted 2 seconds.
It's a hot seat.
Oh, man.
All right. Oh, my God. What did you switch this to? You actually don't know how to work it.
Oh, right. I switched it to your poems. I was going to read a couple.
How do I compare thee to a summer's day, Kitty Pride?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Great.
Super creepy.
Yep.
Super creepy or super beautiful and romantic?
That's also already a poem. You just wrote Kitty Pride over there.
I don't know what poems are. All right, let's move on with my pick, which is Daredevil number 12 from Marvel Comics. Now, we picked Daredevil, I think, last week. right? Or 2 weeks ago.
It seems like it comes out all the time.
Yeah, it does come out all the time. I didn't want to pick this because we pick this all the time, but this issue is so good. It is so excellent from top to bottom. It's pretty much a perfect comic book.
You could not pick a perfect comic book.
I think it's pretty much a perfect comic book. This is written by Mark Waid, art by Chris Samnee, and it shows Daredevil going on a date, first date with a girl. Hot and heavy. Tells the story of how Daredevil first met Foggy Nelson. And it's a great story, plays to the strengths of who Daredevil is, shows a really nice side of those characters that we've never seen before. Chris Samnee's art is gorgeous from top to bottom, and this series is pretty much perfect as comics book go.
Wow. I would like to say it's about time. Yeah, drop the mic. It's about time we've had more Foggy, because that's really what Daredevil
needs.
Really
the heart of the character.
Yeah. The fans have been demanding more Foggy Nelson. Yeah.
Well, we get to see why we call him Foggy. That's a great moment. And finally, Daredevil admits he stopped being a douchebag and stopped mistreating Foggy. He admits, like, you know what? Foggy's a big part of who I am.
He doesn't mistreat Foggy.
He has for, like, all the issues up until this one.
The first issue of Daredevil came out pretty much across the board. It was like, this is a great issue. What a wonderful comic. Pete was like, no, this fucking sucks. Daredevil says one not nice thing about Foggy Nelson.
That's right. That guy's your backbone. He's always there to help you.
He can't take two seconds. They were college roommates. You ever talk to your college roommate?
No.
Yeah, because it's just a guy. You don't have to. You can be mean to him. And
no, it's not nice to be mean to people.
What's your college roommate doing right now?
He's probably living in the woods.
What college did you go to?
Let's not get into what I did to that guy.
Huh? Okay.
What?
Wow, that was too much.
What did you think about this book?
I liked it a lot. I'll tell you what. And it ends. Have you guys been reading this? I don't know. No.
No.
Okay. You guys out there?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good.
That's great.
Mega Crime has been the big villain, which is like a bunch.
I really thought you were going to say Megatron.
Yeah. Maybe. I wish.
That would be cool. See, I'd read that.
Right?
Megatron versus
Daredevil versus Megatron?
I'd read that.
Huh?
Yeah. I mean, I'd read that too.
No, wait, you get the stuff free if you want it, right?
No, I work for Marvel.
Oh.
Maybe not for very much longer.
Maybe not.
Very subtle slam.
No, I don't.
Mega Crime, which is a bunch of like Hydra, AIM, and then a bunch of shittier versions of that, have teamed up and they're coming after Daredevil. And I'll tell you what, like, I get it. Like, let's move on to another villain. For the last like 8 issues, it's been another guy in like a gas mask shows up.
He's just saying that this is the perfect comic, and then you're going to rip it apart like that?
I'm just saying, like, this as a villain. The last 3 issues were all about this. Like,
as a villain,
huh? As like the villain of the comic?
No. You said as a villain,
Mega Crime.
Oh, but
I'm not saying I'm a villain.
Yeah.
Speaking all right. For all of villainy, let me say
that's exactly how a villain would
Justin,
slip up.
Do you think it's leading to some big boss at the end?
I don't. It hasn't sort of alluded to that. It just seems like the different crime families keep rotating.
There was.
Mad at him.
If you introduce a gun in the first act, it has to turn out to be Megatron in the third act.
Well, that doesn't make it. That should be on the trade paperback. People will be like, what?
That's a pull quote.
So I just think that, like, let's have someone else be mean. Would you, you're talking about perfect comic book. What is the perfect comic book?
What is the perfect comic book? That is.
Not that one. I'm asking this for everybody.
Oh, okay.
Space Punisher.
Okay, great.
Yeah. I mean, that's obvious.
Do you have a non-biased answer?
Swamp Thing by Alan Moore.
Nice.
And League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, the first and second.
You're a real Moorhead, huh?
I am.
If I may call.
What do you think about Before Watchmen, then? Not to bring up a tricky issue.
Before Watchmen?
Yeah, Before Watchmen.
Is this a new something I don't know about?
Yeah, it's a new. DC's doing, like, what, 6 or 7 books that are prequels to Watchmen.
By?
A ton of people, not Alan Moore. Alan Moore is very angry. A bunch of creators on like Twitter and whatnot have said, "How dare you?"
There's Darwin Cook is working on one. Amanda Connor is working on one. You have J. Michael Straczynski is working on 2 of them, and they're each individual miniseries focusing on the different characters in Watchmen, as well as Darwin Cook's doing a Minutemen series as well.
I think it's fine. I just don't think it'll be canon.
Yeah.
Canon.
I actually have
You know, like, bang! I got you. We're all right with you.
Pete likes that.
Yeah.
Great, shoot stuff. Yeah, I'm in it.
Quick, shoot stuff.
I actually have no problem with it. Amanda actually is doing, Amanda Connor was in the middle of doing Captain Brooklyn with me and Jimmy Palmiotti, so that's delayed, but that,
So you don't take issue with the politics of it. Right. You're like, why the fuck are you holding up Captain Brooklyn? No.
Actually, it's good because she's doing that, and that'll give Captain Brooklyn a nice little boink.
Boink. You know what I mean? That's very Captain Brooklyn of you to say.
Yeah, very Captain Brooklyn of me.
Yeah. Right now, Marvel editor Jordan D. White is like, cool, very excited about this conversation, right, Jordan?
I'm not a fan of Before Watchmen concept, but I don't want to get all worked up.
But it reminds me of Miracle Man Apocrypha. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was with his blessing. Like, he was into that.
Yes, but all right, you make a good point.
But, I mean, to be fair, like, he was just like, okay. Alan Moore has no problem being like, he took his name off this table, this iPad, the show. He takes his name off everything.
His name, he was the fourth host.
Yeah, I know. He
was a comic book club.
He was good.
Yeah,
he was really good. A lot of pop culture references.
Would not really shut up.
Yeah, I know. Real mouthy.
All right, guys, we are going to move on with our next section. That's it for the stack.
Yeah. Woo woo!
I said that.
You have a job here.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we're going to move on to our next section, which is usually my favorite section because you guys make it up. It's your audience questions. And for that, we're going to go over to Marvel editor Jordan D. White.
Marvel editor Jordan D. White!
Usually, and then I'm here and you're like, not anymore?
Yeah, look, sorry. I'm just saying, well, you're my favorite part, but they got to clap a little louder. Can you guys clap? There you go.
Well, we've got some very good questions for you.
Nice
guys.
Whistle. Ooh,
all right, let's get the first question, Jordan.
The first question is, well, it's from Vladimir Putin in Moscow.
Poutine.
Vladimir Poutine.
Poutine?
Well, I mixed up two things. Vladimir Putin, sorry.
No, that's a great, that should be a dish in Canada.
Yeah. Definitely. Vladimir Poutine.
It's poutine with a bunch of rocks in it or something.
Well, it would be with
vodka.
Russian
poutine and vodka is Vladimir Poutine.
Okay, how could a Justice League movie possibly top the Avengers?
Can't. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to bring Green Lantern together with dead Batman after Dark Knight Rises. They're going to really kill everything. It's going to be great.
Yeah, the 14th Superman is going to be in there.
Yeah, cool. Superman's kid from the Superman Returns everyone hated is going to show up.
Right.
It's going to be great.
I think maybe if they rebooted everything and just started out with them as their iconic selves instead of trying to make them dark or really complicated, but just make them the icons that they are. And go back to their beginnings and let them just be what they are, which is kind of cardboardy.
Yeah.
That might be a
good thing. Want them to be cardboard?
The thing that Marvel changed about superheroes is what we all know about making them more complex and all that. But maybe go before the Silver Age and find what is good about the Golden Age. And
make
bring that,
to the
screen.
Purity. You just changed
you
someone's
just melted
life.
Melted some minds.
Yeah.
That's Mr. Warner Brother himself is sitting right over there.
Yeah, you can tell. Mr. Warner Brother looks just like Mr. Monopoly. Monocle, top hat. He's always at our show.
Yeah.
I agree. That's cool. It has to go back to the essence because I feel like in a movie sense, the Justice League is much more – the action sequences would be much more interesting and the characters would be so different. That would be awesome. But it's just like the lack of flaws and all that which makes the Avengers movie so good. Because they're all fucked up. I think that would be harder, like you're saying, unless they like really made that weakness a strength by going back to that golden age.
Yeah, you know what? I almost feel like, and this is not at all a slam against Avengers, but with Avengers, there's a lot of feeling while you're watching it of, holy shit, they actually made that work. I can't believe they got all these different characters from different types of movies in the same place and made it work live on the screen. Like you're saying, with a Justice League movie, all they got to do is blow a ton of shit up.
Yeah.
And just
see Flash going very fast.
Yeah, and Superman is punching people real hard.
Just really hard. Batman's thinking about so much stuff.
But the problem would be Flash, I think, because he could come in and take care of everything before anybody else arrives.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, he's a real... He destroys any type of team book in my mind because he can take care of everything before it happens.
Well, I love in the cartoons they make him sort of dumb to solve that problem. Which
runs at the walls and shit.
Yeah, and he's just always like, "What? What's happening?" And they're like, "Shut up."
You know what I love is in those iconic things when an artist draws like all the Justice League rushing toward the camera, rushing somewhere, and Flash is right in there running like full speed. He should be just standing there waiting for
him. Yeah, that's really funny. I know. He should just at least be rolling his eyes. Like, all right, I'll slow down for idiots.
Come on, come something on. While he's running.
Yeah, reading.
That's really funny.
So, yeah, you guys think it would work? You think a Justice League movie would work?
Well,
I would want to see it, that's for sure.
Yeah,
yeah, I would probably watch it. You know, since that's sort of the way our lives go. probably pay for it.
Yeah.
Though Green Lantern 2, which is being made. Sorry. Did I bum you guys out?
I'd say
that was Mr. Warner.
Yeah, I know. He's like, I'm sorry. I owed Ryan Reynolds a favor.
I signed what?
Yeah.
I do feel like they almost smash. Need to come at it from a different way, or it's going to feel like it's ripping off Marvel. If they really do go the separate Batman, separate Superman, separate Green Lantern, all these different movies, first of all, it's going to take forever because there's way more Justice League members than there are Avengers members. But also, it is going to feel like it's the same sort of pattern. So I agree. I think they should just jump right into it.
They're not going to care.
Yeah.
As long as it makes a shitload of money, you think they care? Yeah. That's the same thing. The same pattern as Marvel?
Well, the other thing that I'm wondering about, and this is definitely getting into spoiler territory, so I'll tread a little lightly here, but I almost feel like who's going to be the big bad in a Justice League movie? It's going to be Darkseid, right?
And hell yeah.
Boom tubes all over the place and all those things.
Oh, I can't wait to see those boom tubes.
Well,
my favorite character in Justice League are the boom tubes.
Yeah.
By far.
Well, what I'm saying is the transport stuff that they have in Thor and Avengers, that's basically boom tubes. Yeah. And the big bad...
Yo, I rarely say this, but you're a big dork. For what you're about to, whatever you're about to say is just extra dorky.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Carry on.
No.
Go down that boom tube, bro. Don't stop halfway through.
It just kind of feels like the stuff that they were leading towards, particularly at the end of the Avengers, leads into... It takes a little bit of the thunder away from what a Justice League movie would be.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah, there you go. All right, let's get the next question, Boothman. My God.
Oh, how dare you.
Marvel Adams,
you insulted
mentioning
everyone.
The old girlfriend with a new girlfriend.
Yeah, that is
common
cold.
Thing for all of us.
Just for that, the next question is not for you guys.
Ooh.
Scott. What was the coolest commission you've ever gotten in Artist Alley at a convention?
Oh,
and this
wow.
is from this is from Thomas from France.
Explain.
I have this book of sketches that are all League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, and I've gotten amazing pieces from Adam Hughes and Alex Ross. And the coolest one, I think, is the first one I got, which inspired me to go on with it, which was Mr. Hyde by this caricature artist named... Chris Chua, and no one knows who he is. He doesn't have a job right now, I think, apart from doing
commissions for you.
You keep up with him? You keep up with his failing career?
I try to. But it's this amazing kind of spiral of Hyde. I can't even describe it. It's just ink, and it has no allegiance to any kind of physical realness. It's really amazing. And if you... might be online somewhere. I haven't put much of it online because I like to hoard it.
Yeah.
But maybe I'll post it and you can find it. It's really beautiful.
Awesome. That's really cool.
Yeah, very cool. Have you guys ever gotten a really good commission at a con?
I don't really do a lot of that, but I did buy one of my favorite things I bought is a big picture of Moby Dick by Tim Neely, I believe his name was. Huge white whale under the water. And then from a distance, it just looks like the big white whale. But then as you get close, you see a bunch of like little guys who are, their eyes are all like bugged out, and they're all underwater. And I got it framed in like a really nice wooden frame. It looks like ship wood. So it hangs in my room.
Cool. Pete, what about you?
Yo, don't laugh.
Just the way you...
I like nice stuff. I like one nice thing, Pete. Otherwise, my room is a stack of comics and an unmade bed.
I know, because that's why it made me so laugh, is your room is so shitty.
Yeah.
The fact that you have, like, a framed, really nice thing, I just pictured, like, this spotlight on the one nice thing that you have in your room.
Well, when I bring, like,
can I say about Justin, ladies, not only is he a comic book nerd, he's also filthy.
Thank you, Scott. I did ask you to say that earlier before the show. I wanted to draw the eye away from the filth when I bring a lady back.
What's so your salon.com profile? Filthy underscore nerd.
Yep.
86.
Salon.com. Is that where you think I meet women? Is that what you're saying? Yeah. Great spot. Really, really.
All right.
Stuff.
So.
Commission.
Commission, yeah. There's a couple that I really like. I got an amazing Hellboy done once, and then the other one is...
By who?
I don't... It was just some guy who was like...
in the street.
A guy in Artist Alley who was just really good at drawing Hellboy.
I have a Mike Mignola of Mr. Hyde.
Oh, wow.
And,
I thought you were going to say someone drew Mike Mignola. I was like, oh, weird.
Hellboy.
Hyde and Nemo, and it's beautiful. He did it all in... it's this big. And he did it in ballpoint pen at the bar one night. It's huge. That's awesome. It's beautiful.
Oh, I have one other quick story then. I used to work at a restaurant, and one day I'm sitting there serving a guy. He drank like half a bottle of wine. And he starts talking, and he's like, oh, I love these prints on the wall here. And I was like, yeah, this restaurant is partially owned by a gallery owner. And I was like, I love this Paul Pope picture right here. And he goes, oh, I'm Paul Pope. And I was like, oh, glad I said that, first off. So then it was a slow shift, so I had a glass of wine with him. We kept drinking, and we had these brown paper mats to put the plates on, and he finished his lunch and pulled out a brush pen. He's like, what's your favorite villain? I was like, oh, give me 1 minute. And I went in the back. I was like, oh, geez, what am I going to say? Oh, he had a pen in his hand. So I come back, and for some reason I said the centaur, because he was like, any
you
villain.
You didn't say Opticrime or whatever that was? Megacrime?
Megacrime, yeah. Draw all the Megacrime guys. The centaur, and he was like, well, he said any villain, not just from comics. And then he drew this wicked centaur, and he wrote, like, he just made up this, like, line of dialogue for it, and it was just, it's just amazing. And
was it like, fuck you, I'm a centaur?
Yeah, basically.
And that's, like, sitting in a pile in the corner.
Yeah, yeah, that's in my trash heap.
Yeah, yeah.
Is the centaur a villain, a known villain, or just a centaur that you have a fetish?
Oh, no, wait, not centaur. The minotaur. Minotaur, uh-huh. Not centaur. Sorry.
Well, it's a totally different thing. What are you talking about?
Well, I know, but that's what it is. It's in a pile under my trash. One hard to remember.
One is the head of a bull, and the other has the head of a person.
No, I know. Exactly. I know the difference between the different mythical animals. I just misspoke. They end in tor, if you remember.
And I'm the dumb one.
Yeah. All right.
Switch
I'll take
seats.
Your
switch
I'll take
seats.
Your
yeah!
No, that's all right.
Wow.
Boo.
That is
let's
Larry
get the next
bitch
question.
Curly
sure,
right
sure.
There.
Although I did want to say, I actually have a book of all. I get all the different artists to do drawings of Sailor Moon characters, and that's pretty fun. My favorite being, I have lots of favorites, but my favorite that I'm thinking of right now is Chris Hastings, who does Dr. McNinja. Just didn't know Sailor Moon, so he drew a picture of the moon wearing a sailor suit. The actual.
Nice. And that's the least pervy one in your class.
I'm sure it is.
By far.
For sure.
By far.
This question is for Frank. It's from Navin from Long Island. Which characters did you want to see in Marvel vs. Capcom 3 but didn't make the cut?
Ooh.
Ooh, that's a good question.
The Minotaur.
The Minotaur, of course.
No,
it's pronounced Centaur.
Mega Crime.
Good.
No, I'm leaning. Think. Well, Ghost Rider. I pushed for Ghost Rider in the Ultimate nice. Version. Let me think. Bullseye.
Yeah.
Nice. I wanted Bullseye. Yeah.
What was the problem? Why wouldn't they do Bullseye?
You know, there's a lot of things that go into why they pick characters and why they don't pick characters. Some of the reasons are they want to do characters sometimes with different powers than characters that they already have.
Some people don't like to include characters from Ben Affleck movies.
Yeah.
He just agreed with that.
Yeah. Well,
the Daredevil movie with Ben Affleck.
No. They refused.
Oh, I know
they refused to add any of the characters for Bounce.
Yeah. Wow. Bounce. Deep ref.
Thanks.
Yeah, but there, I mean, there was a lot of characters that didn't make the. They were talking about Juggernaut. They were talking about Venom. You know, who knows? Maybe the next version.
All right, there we go. Penultimate Marvel versus Capcom
3.
Exactly.
Penultimate.
All right, can we get one more question?
Well, actually, can I throw in a quick Twitter one? This is sort of related. It's another one for Frank. Two characters that you're familiar with. Who would get more space babes, Space Punisher or Rocket Raccoon?
Oh shit.
Well, let me think. Rocket Raccoon. I mean, wouldn't you want to fuck a raccoon? I mean, come on. Come on.
It's a great...
I never thought about it until you said that.
Okay. All the space babes, come on.
I'm a space babe, let's say. And I see a talking raccoon roll up. Yeah, I'd fuck that raccoon.
Exactly.
Rocket Raccoon is all confidence, too.
That's true.
That's why he does well.
Yeah. You know he does well.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta say, this explains why whenever I've looked out at a trash heap and see some raccoons rooting through there, instant boner.
I don't know why you would say that ever in your
what? I thought we were being honest here.
Yeah, no, this is a free space. Let's everyone admit their last boner real quick. That's a classic talk show question, right?
Just now.
Yeah.
Yeah, just now. And yours is also right. You were with him.
Thanks,
when
guys.
You saw...
Just picturing him with raccoons.
Yeah, nice. Good. Talk about a commission. Get that at your next Comic-Con.
I'll ask Paul Pope.
Yep.
I'll be like, oh, I met a Minotaur.
Yeah. Yeah, me with boners. I mean a Minotaur. Whatever.
Raccoon fucking a Minotaur.
Yeah. That's where you get centaurs.
Yep.
In the fantasy fantasy novel I'm writing.
Yeah. Cool. Let's get the last question, Jordan Z. White.
Andrew from the UK wants to know, if you could be randomly given the power of any existing superhero, whose would you not want to get?
Oh, randomly.
Randomly.
Interesting. Who would you not want?
Yeah, right. So you can pre-select one power not to get, but otherwise it's going to be totally random.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Batman's an easy one to say, because that's...
You don't want the gift of a lot of money, really smart detective work?
Detective work. I give you the power of great detective work coming your way. I would say, I don't want those things. You can find those on your own in your own life.
Yeah, but that's not really a power.
Huh?
That's not really a power.
Bingo.
That doesn't count.
Thanks for the technicality. Ruined my bit.
Yeah. Pete, what would you choose?
I don't know. I probably wouldn't want to turn into diamond. That would kind of suck.
What? That
really?
Would be great.
What are you going to fucking do?
Chip
be indestructible?
Yeah,
yourself.
People would just kind of chip away until they stole you.
What people are going to chip you?
If you just stood there and turned into diamond, you would get mugged.
Where did you grow up?
What?
He grew up in Duckburg.
Yeah.
Oh, the
people,
Beagle Boys.
People in Duckburg are greedier?
Yeah.
And they're like, that fucking money been ruining my life.
He's afraid of the Beagle Boys.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Thank you. Jordan, what about you guys? If you could choose one power
that I don't want,
that you do not want.
Well, see, I don't think I would want to be the thing because of the fucking factor. You know what I'm saying? Because you know that's got to be like sandpaper down there. You know what I mean?
Oh, God.
You know, no,
like a high grit sandpaper. Let's be honest.
Yeah, exactly. So you know, that's like a one time visit thing, and that's it. You know, you ain't getting no return.
I like you say visit.
We're getting really... return customers. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I like you say visiting customers.
Scott, what about you?
I don't know. I'm maybe in the same group, the Human Torch.
You wouldn't want to be him?
I mean, flying's nice, but you can't really, you can't show off in a real way. I mean, he makes little fireballs and you know, teases girls with his flame finger, but...
I'm sorry, was I the girl you were teasing with the
fed? The girl, hey.
Clearly. And let me be honest, you were teased for a minute.
Yeah. That now was my last boner.
I find it great. And that will be your last boner.
Yes.
I think it's very telling that all of us are like, well, you can't fuck girls if you're these superheroes.
Well.
So I'm going to be the one that fucks all the time. Who's, I don't know, Superman or whatever.
Kebab.
Yeah. Which superhero gets the most members of the opposite sex? Who's the horriest superhero?
Horriest superhero?
Yeah.
Wolverine, maybe?
No.
No?
He just glowers in the corner. That's not attractive.
Batman.
Daredevil hooks up a lot.
Daredevil does hook up a lot. And he's just like, he wants to all the time.
Hercules.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Come on, Hercules.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
That's Hercules.
All right, there
Eros?
You go.
Wow.
Thank you for your audience questions. Thank you, Jordan D. White.
My pleasure.
All right, guys, we're going to move on with our next section, which we like to call the Week in Geek.
Yeah!
Okay, in the Week in Geek, we're going to talk about some other geek culture topics, things that are going on elsewhere in the world of geek. We're going to kick it off talking about Avengers, because there's been plenty of news about that. First thing, of course, biggest opening weekend of all time by far.
We did it!
Yeah, we all did it together,
we
guys.
We did it, guys! Yay!
Congratulations.
Top of movie,
You know, and by the time people are watching at home or listening at home get to this episode, it's probably going to be making almost $1 billion worldwide.
$700 million today worldwide.
Yeah, which is crazy. So the big question that everybody's asking, which is such a ridiculous question to be asking already, is anything going to top it? Is Dark Knight Rises specifically going to be able to top it at all? What do you guys think?
I don't think so, honestly. I think because I think the way they set it up with the four movies previously that tied it, like people, it was just a build up to this movie, you know.
Also, there's a great sense of humor and joy in the Avengers.
Yes,
with all amidst all the destruction.
And in Dark Knight, like it almost is the opposite.
Yeah, it's more family friendly, so more people can go see it. It would be amazing if it did. I would love it to.
What, Dark Knight?
Yeah.
No, I don't think it will either. I think maybe over time. I feel like It's just not going to have that big opening weekend. Avengers, people have been looking forward to this a long time, and the buzz was so
It's going to do really well. No, people are going to want to see it. People, but I can't imagine a lot of kids being like, I'm really interested to see Anne Hathaway's portrayal of Catwoman and how that differs from other Catwomans in the past.
Definitely.
And I also want to see how those two weird guys talk to each other.
I think it's also telling that you know Tony Stark has a line in Avengers which kind of sums it up, which is, we have a Hulk.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Hulk is clearly the star of the movie.
See, I wish they spent more time on him because I wish he would talk.
The Hulk.
Because the Hulk. I'm done with the Lou Ferrigno Hulk. I don't need him just to be rah, because then he's just a gorilla.
I feel like this Avengers movie is the first step toward that. I think if they do the Hulk 3, he's going to talk.
This is the best Hulk movie they made.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
By a long shot. And even though he was barely in it, like Ruffalo's so good. And the way, I mean, I don't want to spoil it, I guess, but like the way they sort of justify his use of the Hulk powers in this movie and then the actual, just the Hulk action sequences are so sick.
I was like a giddy schoolgirl watching all the Hulks. I was literally in my
Is there any other kind of schoolgirl, Pete?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not one.
That's good.
Other thing that came out, this was news that actually broke just before the show. Not a huge shocker, a huge surprise, but they officially announced that they are developing an Avengers 2. So that's definitely...
Really?
I know, if you can't believe it. Which they kind of said already, but the big question I'm wondering about is, do you want to see Avengers 2 before Thor 2, Captain America 2, and Iron Man 3? Or do you want to wait and have that build up again?
Don't make me wait anymore.
Yeah, I feel like... I feel like you only want to see Avengers 2, 3, 4, and 5 as opposed to seeing, like, Thor 3, right? Because once you – I mean, who's Thor going to fight? Is it going to be – it has to be not Loki because we've seen him twice. Right. So who's he going to fight? Is it going to be more mythical stuff or is it going to be, like, on the street or whatever?
On the street.
We're fighting street vendors.
Yeah. Well, I mean, honestly, like, what villain do you pick for Thor 2?
Suter.
Huh?
Suter. Yeah.
Surtur? Yeah.
But like, I don't know. I feel like it has to go in another direction. Both these movies have been real mythical as Guardian.
Yeah. What about Captain America 2? Don't you want to see Cap in the modern age?
I do. I would see that. I think that's a good. But that's.
I want to see that scene where he tries to take a CD and puts it on a record player. Yeah. Like that.
Really funny stuff.
He's like, hey, I'll take a soda pop. How much is that? How much?
I'm all for it being a bunch of individual movies and then a big payoff with Avengers. I like that structure.
Yeah, I agree.
Really?
Actually.
And I think they have to do that.
It also feeds the plot of Avengers, whatever that'll be.
Yeah.
And I also, you know, I want to see, like, Scarlet Witch and Hawkeye. Not Scarlet Witch. Black Widow and Hawkeye.
Yeah. Or Scarlet Witch.
I want to see.
And let it just be espionage. With maybe a little magic or something.
But just a magician. They see a magician at one point. And he does like a little bit of...
He's like...
Yeah.
But like
he's saying...
Yeah. Yeah. Whoa, cool.
Like he's saying...
Don't mix your world.
Sorry, guys.
Some of the cool things that happened in some of the other movies is they dropped these little hints here and there. You know, you saw Thor's... Odin's throne room with the, you know, with the cube and stuff like that. So... And I don't know. I think it'd be cool if they did that again, you know, moving up to the...
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. Those of us that have seen the movie know what direction it's going.
Yeah.
So it has to feed in that. Right. I guess we won't spoil it once again, but how do you include all of these smaller movies in that?
You don't. You don't have to. No, right. You tell the
story. It has to feed a little bit,
though. You tell the story of Thor and Jane getting back together and fighting whoever he
So
fights.
It's like a romantic comedy.
And then...
A rom-com.
And then Cap fitting in and fighting whoever.
And then documentary about Iron Man.
And then there's the hint we've got about Avengers 2 arrives.
Right. Well, the
but
other
like,
thing.
We're dancing around it so hard.
All right,
just like,
here's what I think is going to happen. Movies. Here's what I think is going to happen. And this maybe potentially even more edges into spoiler territory. But everybody in this audience, except for that guy, has seen Avengers. So I think we can talk about it a little bit.
I mean, it's just a second of the movie.
Yeah, the big bad that we see at the end of the Avengers, I think is probably going to show up in a Guardians of the Galaxy movie. They've been talking about that. I feel like they do the kind of the same thing they did with Loki, where Loki showed up in Thor, then stepped up even bigger in Avengers. Yeah, you have him show up in Guardians of the Galaxy looking for a certain thing, a certain item. Perhaps like that goes on your hand. I don't know, something like that.
Yeah.
And then that really pays off.
How dare you?
In a certain storyline that we know with that thing that goes
talking
on your
like
hand.
Talking like a mitten?
Yeah.
Web shooters.
The cold weather
the quantum mitten.
Yeah.
Web shooters. Spider-Man web shooters.
Yeah. He finds Spider-Man's web shooters.
Yeah. Yep, definitely.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, I mean, what's this on the slate? Ant-Man, Doctor Strange, and Guardians of the Galaxy. So everyone's going to go nuts for those movies.
Yep.
Are you looking forward to Spider-Man?
Great question. Wasn't until I saw that trailer.
Trailer looks great. Yeah.
Trailer does look
trailer
good.
Looks great.
I'm not sold yet.
Yeah, yeah. Me neither. And here's why. Because of the emphasis on the parents.
Oh, God.
Really? What?
That's yeah, no. The emphasis on the parents, I'm assuming you're like, come on, enough of that.
Well, I'm saying, like, Spider-Man's always been about Uncle Ben. To put it on that and the parents, and also a lot of the trailer is about, oh, it was always going to be this way. Or, like, because the whole fun of Spider-Man is that it's a random nerd that got bit by a spider and he had to deal with it.
That he's us, and like yeah, right. If his parents were scientists or spies like they have been in the comic, I don't know if they still are.
Yeah.
But that takes away the everyman, and I think that's really the wrong way.
I think that's essential to the character.
Yeah, but the lizard looks fucking cool, man.
Yeah. Lizard! Come on! Lizard is Hulk, but boring. Is a villain.
But in the movie. I'm glad they are giving the lizard his due, because in those other Spider-Man, I just like, the lizard's right there the whole time. I wanted to see the lizard.
Yeah. Is the lizard talking in this?
They didn't really.
Because he's really chatty
trailer.
In the comic.
Yeah, he is.
He has a monocle.
Yeah. All chatty people have only one eyeglass.
Yes. Last thing to talk about with Avengers, there's another question that's come out afterwards. Obviously, a lot of the credit for Avengers and how well it's done has gone on director Joss Whedon, who also wrote it.
Oh.
He obviously has had a hard time doing stuff
before.
Has
he done anything else before this movie?
Not really.
Oh. Sort of an unknown?
Yeah, a little bit of an unknown. The question is, what is Joss Whedon going to do next? What do you want to see him do next with all this potential power that he's gotten?
I want to see him do a two-hour feature where he just stands in front of the camera and flips everybody off.
Yeah.
For the whole 2 hours.
Alex, let me ask you. You're a super Joss Whedon fan. Had been for a long time.
Sure.
Are you pissed now?
I was real into it before.
Yeah, yeah. Are you upset now that when you're camped out in front of his house in the bushes that there are other people there too now?
Must be weird. Bush space is a premium.
Yeah.
Especially that you have no pants on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in case there's a raccoon.
Nice.
I got a fist bump.
That's a fist bump.
That's a not
it's so rare to get the raccoon fucking fist bump. But that's why you get Frank on the show.
What do you guys want to see? Is there anything you'd be excited
to see? I'd go for a Hulk.
There you go. I was
Joss Whedon.
You want to see him stay in the
fist
Marvel
bump.
Universe.
Fist bump.
You got a fist bump.
I took it. What about
you guys?
You want to see him stay in the Marvel Universe? I think the question.
Yeah, well, why? Where should he go?
Go anywhere he wants.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, and does Marvel look at him as the reason this succeeded, or are they just like, well, it's our characters, and anyone directing this would have been fine?
He has been getting a lot of the credit for it, at least I've seen.
From Marvel?
I don't know.
Disney? I hope so.
I think so.
I haven't talked to Disney.
Yeah. I talked to Walt Disney.
Mr. Marvel is
him.
Back there, the guy with the monocle.
Yeah. Everyone, our audience is mostly monocles tonight.
Yeah. It's real weird.
Our monocle is mostly audience.
All right, that's it for the Week in Geek. Weird left turn. All right, guys, we're going to move on with our next section, which is trivia. And for that, we're going to turn it over to Pete LePage.
This part, we give back to you, the lovely audience. Thank you so much for showing up. We really appreciate it. It's an opportunity to win $25 free in the form of a gift card to Midtown Comics. So how this works is we get a lucky audience member. You get up here on stage. You listen to three questions, you go 3 for 3, and you will win $25 free. Who would like a chance to win $25 free? Yes, you, first hand up guy. Come on up.
Woo!
Give it up for him. All right.
Thank you.
Oh, excellent t-shirt. Show it. Turn around and show it.
Yeah, show it off. What is your name, sir?
Daniel.
Daniel, audience Daniel.
Okay.
All right. Whoa. So today's trivia is on Pete Hornberger.
Okay.
All right.
Uh-oh.
For no apparent reason. Okay, so how this is going to work? You listen to the question, listen to all three possible answers, then choose. Okay? Question number one. There's the music. All right. Pete Hornberger was supposed to be an archer in the 1980 blank.
Olympics.
Is it... What?
Olympics.
Whoa! In your face, Pete.
Let him do his list comedy, please.
There was options of Summer Olympics and Winter Olympics. All right, here we go. Question number two.
Bam.
Let's see if you can do that again.
Pete was in a band called, is it A, Boston, B, Loverboy, or C, Wild Stallions?
So it's either A, Boston, or B, Loverboy.
B.
Correct.
Nice.
Yeah, all of a sudden not so cocky now, are you? All right, here we go. Last question.
I want the audience to notice the structure here. It is classic comedy. Two setups. One of them is real, and then the third one is the joke.
All right. Thank you.
Great, wow.
You guys just
took a workshop.
Yeah. When Pete shaved his head, it was revealed that he had a birthmark that looks like a swastika made of...
It's a drunk swastika.
Yeah. It's a drunk swastika.
Swastika.
Made of, is it A, skulls, B, penises, or C, funyuns?
There. Classic. Did you hear the joke? Let's hop in a laugh for the joke.
All right.
A big fake laugh for the joke, please.
All right,
repeat.
So...
He was up all night.
So it's either A, skulls, which would be incorrect, or it's B, penises.
Penises.
Penises is correct,
Way
sir.
To say that.
Little did
proud.
This guy know he'd be yelling the word penises.
$25, congratulations.
No, I think
Give
he
it up
knew.
For him.
He
to be
came
fair,
to the show. It is like.
The structure there is set up, joke that was told on 30 Rock. And then Pete's joke.
Guys, as we all know, tomorrow is New Comic Book Day. Pete, what are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to Batman. It's been an amazing run with Scott Snyder, and it can only get better.
Yeah, this is the official kickoff of the Night of the Owls.
Yeah.
Scared.
Everyone's
there you go.
Scared to death of that bird.
Whoo!
Great.
Justin, what are you looking forward to?
Looking forward to Walking Dead. I think that's been really heating up lately. Been sort of getting back to you don't know what's going to happen to the characters. Back to its roots in a nice way. I think it's a good pickup.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to Alabaster Wolves number 2 from Dark Horse is coming out. If you haven't picked up that series, it's really cool and totally different. It's about this albino girl wandering around in a post-apocalyptic world killing werewolves and other beasties. Have you been reading it?
Yeah, the first issue was amazing.
Yeah, and I read it late. Really looking forward to the second issue. There was a free Comic Book Day story that played through Dark Horse's 2 books, which was excellent, and it was only 4 pages long. If you have any interest in a new
perfect.
Horror series.
4 pages.
Well, and they nailed it. It had emotion, it had character, it had everything in it. It was really great. So if you want to get on board with a new series that's really exciting and a completely new, different take on a fantasy world, pick up Alabaster Wolves. Scott, what are you looking forward to?
I think maybe America's Got Powers by Jonathan Ross, who is a talk show host from England. He's like the David Letterman of England, and he's revealed himself to be this huge geek.
Oh, nice.
So I don't know if it'll be Big funny revelation. Or if it'll be serious, but it should be interesting.
Cool. Yeah.
And plug your stuff. What should people check out?
30 Rock has a few more episodes to air, and I'll be doing another Doctor Who special. If anyone knows what Moral Oral was.
Yeah.
We are doing a special. We just finished shooting.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, nice. Great.
When's that going to be on?
That'll be on in within a year.
Can you tell us Great anything promise. About the special?
Nope.
Oh, right. Great. Thanks. Frank, what about you? What are you looking forward to?
Grifter number 9 with Mr. Rob Liefeld, Scott Clark, and a very awesome writer.
Oh, nice.
That's you,
right? Yeah.
What else should people check out from you, Frank?
Now Grifter Monthly with me and those guys, and Space Punisher. And
Woo. Can't wait. We cannot wait Space for Space Punisher.
You only read your own books, is that right?
Well.
All right. Yeah, I mean, come on.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Isn't that clear?
You only watch 30 Rock and Moral Oral, right?
And this.
Yeah.
All right, a couple of things before we go. Next week on the show, John Benjamin is going to be here talking about his roles on Archer, and John Benjamin has a van. Pete, anything you want to plug?
Yeah, friend us on Facebook so you get to hear about all the amazing guests we have on the show.
We're on Twitter at Comic Book Live.
Yep. If you're watching on YouTube, go to youtube.com/Nerdist. Please subscribe right
Please
up
do.
Above. Also go to Nerdist.com for the podcast, comicbookclublive.com for info on the show, and way more. A couple of people we want to thank before we go. We want to thank Scott for being on the show.
Yeah.
Frank! Marvel editor Jordan D. White! We want to thank Broadway Video. We want to thank The Nerdist. We want to thank Midtown Comics. We want to thank Pianos. But most of all, we want to thank you guys. We're here every Tuesday night. Peace out, friends. Good night.
Thank you guys.